Daf Chav Dal and Beis all the way on the bottom. Last word. Hay me yivarechecha tovim. If somebody says, it's blessed the tovim, your tovim. Harezu derech minas. It's a derech minas to say that the good ones are blessed. We'll see more about that. Derech minas. So I mean the good people in the world. The good people in the world are blessed. The tovim. Harezu derech minas. Al kan tzipei girech amecha. If somebody says the wings of the bird should your rachamim reaches, he says that meaning we're talking about the bird that you send away when you want to take the eggs. The halacha is you got to send away the bird, make sure the bird's not hovering over the eggs, right? Big mitzvah. So somebody says, oh, the reason why you're doing this is because you should have Hashem's rachamim. He has so much rachamim on the bird. Because the bird's very pain when you take away the eggs in front of it, so you have to send the bird away. Yeah. Okay, so if you say that, and or v'al toiv yizachar shemecha, or if you say on the good your name should be remembered, or if somebody says moidim moidim, when you're saying moidim nachloch, he says moidim and then again moidim. So all these three things mishaskin, I say we quiet him down. This person says these type of things. Hamachana ba'arayis, if somebody says a kinoi, like a nicer way to say the arayis, like Rashi says, he says, it doesn't call it an erva mamish. Okay, and all these things the Gemara is going to explain, you don't really refer to it as an erva, you refer to it as something else. Meshaskin, I say, also you quiet him down. Somebody says that the pasuk that's referring to, right, passing your children through this avodah zarah, giving it to Melech, you pass it through a fire. That would be the avodah zarah of Melech. If somebody says, when that pasuk says, it doesn't mean actually serving the avodah zarah. What it means is, you should not impregnate a goyish, avid avodah zarah lady. That's what it means. Mizarachalik, it's like a little plan of word. Mizarachalik, it doesn't mean that you actually give your kids a vizar. It means that you're not supposed to marry Gaim, because then you're going to have children who are, going to end up Ivdei Vizar. So if you say that that's what the pasuk means, Mishaskin Oisai Benazifa, you quiet him down with Benazifa is like very strongly, very like angrily, Okay, Zakhti Gomar. So Bishlam Amaydim Maydim Demichsi Kishtei Rishuyas. I understand why when a person says Maydim Maydim, it looks like there's two Rishuyas. I mean, it's not just the Rabbi Nishleilim, you have to be Maydim to two gods. Maydim to one and Maydim to the other. So that's why you're Mishaskin, I say, you quiet him down if he does that. V'al Toiv Yizachar Shemecha, also when you say, on the good, your name should be remembered. Nami, the mashma la toiv in v'alara loy. It's mashma that I'm only thanking Hashem and only want to remember Hashem on the good things that He does to me, but not the bad things. Utnan, we learned, chayv adam levarich ala ra, kashem shem levarich ala toiv. You have to make a bracha on the ra, on the bad that happens to you, the same way you make a bracha on the toiva. So you shouldn't just say, on the good, your name should be remembered, even on the bad. Okay, I guess a similar idea. The Gemara doesn't talk about the first part of the mission, which has Yivarecha Chatovim, but it would be the same idea that Hashem created Rishayim also. So you have to, Hashem should be blessed for every all His creations. Okay, it's not. Oh, we said that. Okay, Ella. So that I understand those things. Ella al kan tzipa girachamecha my time. What's the reason if somebody said, what's so bad about saying that Hashem has rachamim on the birds and that He makes you throw away, chase away the birds? What's so bad about that? My time. Lai. So what's the reason why not? Pliki ba tremere the bamarav. There's two. It's a machlokes samarayim. Rabbi Yosi bar Av and Rabbi Yosi bar Zvida. It's a machlokes. Chadam of nation matal kinim of maisa bereishis. One says because you're putting jealousy, you're injecting jealousy into the maisa bereishis. Why? Because you're just saying that the birds Hashem has pity on. What about all the rest of His creations, all the rest of the animals, and then He doesn't have? He doesn't have mercy on them? So that's not good. You can't just say it's being matal kina in my situation. So chad amar says minesha oisim yidaisu v'shal kosh baruch hu rachman. It's also another reason because you're making the midah of Hashem rachamim ve'enim el gzeris. Hashem doesn't give us midosav, it actually really means referring to mitzvahs. Hashem doesn't give us mitzvahs because he has compassion. He feels bad, so therefore he makes us do certain things to animals. And that's not the reason why he's giving us mitzvahs. He's giving them because gzeiros. They're just gzeiros. That we should listen to him and we should understand that he is the king. And therefore we have to do what he says. So nothing to do with his rachman. So that's the Pasha way to learn. That's how Rashi learns. Another way to learn that it doesn't mean that Hashem has rachman. It means that Hashem is trying to teach us rachman. But it's not. That's the reason why he's not giving us the mitzvah, is because he feels bad for the bird. He's trying to inject a midah of rachman to us. That's another way to learn this. So, but again, it's not because of Hashem. It's not because Hashem is, you know, feels bad for the bird. Okay, but anyway, those are the two reasons why we don't say al kantzipe gerachamecha. We should know Hashem has rachman on the bird. Hahu de nochus kamei de rabba. Somebody came in front of Rabba. Omar, he said ato chasta al kantzipor. He is referring to Hashem. He's saying a shevach to Hashem. This person, he said ato chasta al kantzipor. You have such rachmanis on the birds that you make us, you know, send them away before we take the eggs. Ato chus v'rachim aleinu. So too, you should have rachmanis on us. Omar Rabba. Rabba says kamayoda hay mirabana l'rtzuyim l'mari. Oh. How does this person really knows how to, you know, get how to daven to the Rabbeinu Shlom, you know, to get rachamim for us? That's what a great tefillah, right? So that's what Rabbi said. Amalei Abaya, what do you mean? How much ask can I say tonight? The Mishnah said that you should keep him quiet. Don't. That's not such a great prayer. Obviously, you should have shut him up. Rabbi knew that also. Rabbi was just testing Abaya. Right? Rabbi was Abaya's Rebbe. And Rabbi wanted to see if Abaya was going to ask him for this Mishnah. He wanted to see how good he was learning. So therefore he said, Bidafka, something wrong, so that Abaya would go and ask him. And that's exactly what Abaya did. So he passed the test. Okay. Somebody came in front of Chanina. Omar, he said, he was davening to Rabbi Nishim. He says, Hakel ha-gadil ha-gibar va-neira ha-adir va-chazak va-emetz. He added on a few extra shvachim here. Right, that we normally say in Shmon Esrei. He says, "Ha'adir v'chazik v'chemetz." Amar lei, Reb Chanina said to him, "Saimtinu l'shavchei demarei, l'shvachei demarach, demarach. Have you finished the shvach of the Rabbeinu Shleilam? Hashta hani tlasa. These three, what a gadol hagibur v'hanoira. Those three, ilav dechesvino Moshe b'araisa. If Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have written it in the Torah, v'asu." Anshik Nesagdel, and the Anshik Nesagdel came with Tekninu, and they were misakin that that's what we should say in Tefillah. We would never even say those three shvaches. Va'at Amrit Kuli Hai, and you say you're gonna add on to what Moshe Rabbeinu and Anshik Nesagdel says. I mean, we learned earlier, you can't start giving the Rabbeinu Shlom praise because, you know, when are you gonna stop? So the same way, the only reason why we say these three is because that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. It was written in the Torah, and that was Anshik Nesagdel said with all their neviim. And they're das. Mashal Adam, it's a mashal to a person chayli elef alfei elefim dinar zav. Person that had thousands and thousands of golden dinar. Vayimakalsam, they say, and they were praising him, dinrei kesef. You know, they were praising him with, oh, saying that the person has, you know, silver coins. Actually, some add in here. Ve'elef alfei elefim dinrei kesef. You know, it's like saying, hey, this guy's got, you know, millions and millions of dollars. And you say, look, the guy has thousands of pennies. What a rich guy, got thousands of pennies. Isn't it a ganai for him? So I saw that it doesn't mean here that because you're doing less. You know, the person said millions and you're doing pennies. It's because the person we said here has gold. He has thousands and thousands of dinar of gold. And you're saying he has silver. And what do you mean silver? The guy's no shot because gold is every piece of gold is worth, you know. So the idea is that you don't even understand. You can't understand even to be able to begin to give shevach to Hashem. Hashem is like a whole nother thing, like gold. It's like a whole nother thing that you don't even know, and therefore you can't even start trying to give him shevach. Amr Chanina. Hakobide Shemaim Chotzimir Shemaim. Oh, famous Gemara. Everything is Biyad Hashem except for Yir Shemaim Shenemar. The Pasuk says, Ati Yisrael Mosham Lekecha Shalom Limcha, Kim Liyira. Right? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. What is Hashem asking from you already? Just to fear Him. So you see, that's all you could do. So the Gemara asks, Mechlal the Yir Milsa Zutrasihi. So you're telling me that Yir is a small thing? Because Hashem's saying, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, what's Hashem asking from you already? Just a little bit of Yir. Yir is a huge thing. So he's saying, Yir is a small thing? The Gemara says, in the Gabi Moshe Rabbeinu Milsa Zutrasihi. Yeah, the Gabi Moshe Rabbeinu was a small thing. Mashal la'adam shem v'akshem enu kli gadol. It's a mashal for a person that asks for you a big kli, a big pot. V'yeshli, and you have a big pot. So daim lof kli katan. Right? Somebody asks you, oh, can I? You know, do you have a big pot for me? Oh yeah, sure, I got a big pot, so it's no big deal. But daim lof, it's like a small pot. But katan, somebody asks me you a small pot, the ainli, and you don't have a small pot. Daim lof kli gadol. It's like you guys asking the biggest thing. And can I have a frying pan? I don't have a frying pan. What can I do? I can't give you a frying pan. So he doesn't have the small pot. So that's like, it's like you're asking a big thing. So that's the mashal, because Moshe Rabbeinu had Yira, so therefore, okay, he was a big kli, but he had it, so it was no big deal. Okay, so Mustam, everybody has it, because everybody worked on themselves their entire life to have Yira. So what's the big deal? That's all Hashem is asking for. And really, even if a person doesn't have it, even if it would be a small thing, then people wouldn't have it, they would be asking a lot. Amr Abzeira, okay, there's a lot to talk about with those few lines. We don't have so much time. Amr Abzeira, ha'aymer shema shema. Somebody says shema shema. It's like you said Maidam Maidam, and therefore what's the Allah, just like in the Mishnah said Maidam, you have to be Mishaskin, I say, you have to quiet him. So too, if somebody says Shema Shema, Mesave, you have a stira. Hakayu Shema have a kaifa, somebody reached Shema, that was Hariza Maguna. That's a Maguna. It's a Ganai, it's not such a nice thing. This is Maguna who the Havi, it's Mashma that it's not such a nice thing, but Shesuki Le Mishaskin, we don't quiet him down. Otherwise the Bryce would have said, you quiet him down. So you see here, somebody says Shema Kaifa, he doubles it. So it's just Maguna. So you just told me before that it's like Maidam Maidam, you have to be Mishaskin, I say. Like Kasha, Hadam Milsa Milsa, Vitanila, Hadam Psuka Psuka Vitanila. No, the difference is that if you're saying word for word and you're doubling it. So if you're saying word for, if you're each word you're saying again, Shema, Shema, Hashem, Hashem, okay, Hashem. So then, if you're doing that, then that's just a Davar Maguna. It's silly, but it's not, you don't have to be Mishaskin. I said, if you say an entire pasuk Shema Yisrael, and then you say it again, that would be a problem of, then you'd have to be Mishaskin. I said, Amalei Rav Papa L'Rav, V'dilma Me'ikara Lo'i Kiven Da'ite. Rav Papa says, what do you want from the guy? Maybe the guy didn't have Kavanah the first time. Right? He said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Hakein, Hashem, Echad. But he wasn't even thinking about, well, what am I doing over here? And then he's like, wait, maybe I should think a little bit. And then he wants to say it again. So what's the problem? Let him just say it again. Why are you being Mishaskin? So he has to have Kavanah. You know, Dilma may call like even a daitev, a hashtag even daitev. Maybe in the beginning he was not, and now he is. Amalei, he says, Chavrusa klapi Shemaya. What is Hashem, your friend over here? Eloi mechavin daitev, mechim le barzavta denavcha, the mechavin daitev. He's not having kavanah, so then you smack him with the blacksmith's hammer until he's mechavin das. What do you mean? You just talk to Hashem without having kavanah? Oh, what a beautiful line, right? Okay, Mechana Bar Rice Mishaskin, I say. If somebody's Mechana Bar Rice, he has a little nickname for that rice. What does that mean? Tan Rav Yosef, Klein Aviv Klein Ima. He says that when the Pasuk says that you should not Ervas Avichav Ervasim Echo, right? You're not allowed to have Arayas with your father or your mother. He says, nah, it doesn't mean Arayas. It means like it's a kinoi. It's like a nice way to say that you shouldn't embarrass them. But it doesn't really mean Arayas. So yes, if somebody says that, the Mishnah is saying, hey, you can't change the Torah just because you want to say, oh, the Torah doesn't really mean not nice things. The Torah is just saying, you know, in a Lashon Naki, that you shouldn't embarrass your parents. Okay. So that's also Mishaskin, I say. A Mechana Barayas Mishaskin, I say. Also, somebody who's Mechana Barayas, same idea that he says that Arayas is a nickname. He gives a nickname. Tanner of Yosef, oh, I just said this, sorry. Ha'im Mizrach Lesit in Lahaver. Somebody says Mizrach Lesit in Lahaver, Tanner of Yishmael, Yisrael Habal Akusis, Vahil Menu Ben Lama Zarah Kosmidarma. The Pasuk, that's what basically the expert in the Mishnah, that when it says Mizrach Lesit in Lahaver, it means that you should not, marry a guy, or be Baal a guy, because then you're going to have a son who's a Ben Lama Zarah. That's what, you see, if you see that's what the Pasuk means, then you have to Mishask Nesab in Azifa. You know, it's much stronger form of being Mishaskin. Okay, Zakt Mishnah. Meiser Ruvain Nikra Velimitakim. We spoke about that. There's somebody who used to lane and somebody who would translate for everybody what's going on. So Meiser Ruvain, the story of Ruvain, that he came and he switched Bilhah's bed out. Right, he switched the Yaakov's bed out of Bilhah and put it into Leah's room. Right, so that story Nikra Velimitakim. You don't translate that story. Not nice to translate that story, because the pasuk actually says Vayishkav es Bilhah bilegesh aviv, that Reuven actually slept with her, and really that's not really what happened. So people would come to make a mistake, and it would be an embarrassment for Reuven. So you just your nikra v'leimetagim. Maisa Tamar, the story of Tamar and Yehuda, right? The story, the whole story over there. Nikra Matagim, that is read and it's translated. We're not nervous about embarrassing Yehud in that situation. We'll see later. Maisa Egel Harisha, Nikra Matagim. The Maisa of the first Egel is read and translated. And we'll see what it means by first and second. Uma Vahasheni, the Maisa Egel, the Sheni, the second one, Nikra Veloy Matagim. It's read and it's not translated. Birkas Kayanim. When the Birkas Kohanim, we say Yivrecha Hashem, right, in the Torah, Yivrecha Hashem Yishmerecha. Maisa David v'Amnon, the story of David and Amnon, which is not really David and Amnon, it's really Amnon and his sister. So Maisa with Amnon's sister, that Amnon was slept with his sister, or whatever. That was the Maisa. So that was in the Navi. So Nikroim v'Lem Etagim, it's also read, it's not translated. And we do not do a mafter with the Maisa Merkava. Rabbi Yehuda was mafter to do it with the Maisa Merkava. Right, the Maisa Merkava is the Merkava of the Rabbanu Shlomo, the Kisa covered up there in Shemayim. Rabbi Lazar Omer, ain mafterim b'hoida es Yerushalayim. Rabbi Lazar says you should not do the haftar of hoida es Yerushalayim, which is not nice things spoken about Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Lazar says you shouldn't do a haftar in that either. Then Rabbanan, Yesh Nikrim U'Metagin, V'Yesh Nikrim V'Loy Metagin. Now there's a brisa that says a similar idea to our Mishnah, but sometimes it's going to argue with the Mishnah. So there's a brisa that says like this: there are some parshias that are Nikrim U'Metagin, V'Yesh Nikrim V'Loy Metagin. Some are read and not translated. V'Yesh Loy Nikrim V'Loy Metagin. There's some parshias that we do not read at all and we do not translate. Obviously, fine. So those are the three different categories. Elu Nikrim U'Metagin. These are the parshas that are read and translated. And this is the mnemonic to remember it. Now these abbreviations, Balat, Akan, Nishba, Simen. That's the Simen to remember it. So Beis is Bereshis. Maisa Bereshis, the story of Bereshis, Nikra Umetargin, is read and translated. Pshita, what do you mean? That's Pashat, it should be read and translated. Why would you think it shouldn't be read and translated? Because if you start translating Maisa Bereshis, you're going to start asking, oh, wait, what's above, what's below, malafnim, malachar. You don't want people to start asking these questions. These are the questions you're not really allowed to ask. So maybe we shouldn't even start off with Maisa Bereshis, because people are going to eventually come to ask, well, what was before the Rebbeinu Shlom? What was before the world? That's not a good idea to lead people down that path. Kamash Malan, then no, even though don't be so nervous. Maisa Loit Ushtevenaisa, a story with Loit and his two daughters, right? That basically he slept with his two daughters, right? So with that story, Nikru Metargim, that is read and translated. And where it says Pshita, it's Pashit. Ma'adatema Nechesh Lechvaida, the Avram. You would think that even though, we wouldn't be so concerned about Loit, but maybe we should be concerned about the covet of Avram Avinu. And we shouldn't say that Avram Avinu's cousin, that this is the story that happened to him. Kamash Malan, we don't worry about it. Maisa Tamar V'Yehuda. So the Maisa of Tamar V'Yehuda, Nikru Metagim. It's read and it's translated. Pshita. So that's also, what should we be nervous about Yehuda and Tamar? Yehuda. You would think that no, it'd be choshesh for the covet of Yehuda. Right? It's not nice to say that Yehuda seems like he was going to be Mazana with a Zaina. So you shouldn't say that. Kamash Malan, that no, Shvachehu. It's a Shvach to Yehuda. Why the Oide? Because he was Maida that on his chet, right? He was Maida that he was the father. And that's why it's a big Shvach to Yehuda. It's Maida on his chet. Maisa Egel Arishin, Nikra Matagan. The Maisa, the Egel Arishin, which means the first time that the Egel was spoken about in the Torah, when it just explains what the Yidden did, then you read it and you translate it. Pshita, the Gemara asks, Ma'aratem Aleich HaShluch Vayin Shal Yisrael. I would think that no, it's not a covet for Yisrael to talk about how they were Ovid HaVed Israel like that. Kamash Malon. No. Kol shekein, the nichalhu, the havi l'kaparet, for sure. No, you do read it, and it's a kol shekein, because it's good for us to read it, because it shows that there's kapara. There's kapara in this world. Even if you did avid avodah zarah, they still, at the end of the day, they got a kapara for it. Klaus ubrachis, and it's actually, I think there's a shaila here, whether this is the havi l'kaparet. No, that's something else. Okay. Klalos urachas nikrun mitagrim. Oh yeah, I think it's a shaila whether the next answer or this answer, or which one is supposed to go on which part. So, okay. So where are we now? Klalos urachas. What about the klalos and the urachas nikrun mitagrim? So when they read it and you translate it, where it says pshita, amara tema, you would think nechash dilma paiga daita. This is where you're going to afraid. If you tell the tzibur about all these klalos are going to happen, then they're going to lose. They're going to get depressed. Kamash malan. No. You read it anyway. Azharis for Einshim. The Azharis and the Einshim Nikon Mutagan. Also, the Azharis that you get first, right, and the Einshim of certain Aveiros also. They're read and translated. Pshita Amaratem and Nechash Dama Asalam Eve Meira. No, maybe we're afraid that someone's going to go be Oved Hashem from Yira. And we know you're not supposed to be Oved Hashem from Yira. You're supposed to be Oved Hashem from Ava. Kamash Malon. No, you still read it and translate it anyway. Maisa Amnon Matamar Nikr Umatagan. The Maisa of the Amnon. And Tamar is read and answered. Amnon is the same we said in the Mishnah, which was Amnon who seemed to have the Mizana with his sister. So Nikr Mitagim. Ma'is Avshalom and Nikr Mitagim. Also the Ma'is Avshalom is also read and translated. That also Avshalom, I think over here, is referring to the story where he was also Mizana, I think, with David HaMelech's wives. So Pshita... I would think that in both of these stories, since Amnon was a son of David and Avishalom was a son of David, so even though it's nothing to do really with David, still we would think you have to chayshish for the covet of David. Kamash Malon. Maisa Pilegesh Begiva, the story of Pilegesh Begiva. That was a story with the Pilegesh that was in the Binyamin, and a lot of people in the whole city, or a lot of the people in the city, were Mizana with her. So that was not such a nice story. But it's also Nikra Matagan, it's read and translated. Pshita, so it's Pasha. My other time, I would think, Lechash Lechvayed the Binyamin. I would think that, no, the Shevet of Binyamin, or the Binyamin himself, he should be Chayshish for his covet, and should not read it and translate it. Kamash Malan. Haydiz Yerushalayim is Tavisel and Nikra Matagan. This pasuk of Haydiz Yerushalayim is Tavisel is read and translated. Pshita, that's Pashat Asad. Again, this is the Brisa, not the Mishnah. So where it says, no, Lafukim Rabbi Elazar. We have to exclude Rabbi Elazar said. The Tanya, Maisa Banam Echot Chayakayla Maila Mir Elazar is a story with somebody who read in front of Rabbi Elazar. Haydiz Yerushalayim is Tavisel, this Parsha in the Haftarah of a Haftarah of the of Navi, which is Haydiz Yerushalayim is Tavisel, which is, you know, again, the Tayevais of Yerushalayim. Amr Lai. So he said to him, "Ashata bedik b'tayves Yerushalayim." He said to this person, "Oh, you're reading this parsha of the Tayevas of Yerushalayim. Before you do that, maybe tzei bedik b'tayves imcha. Maybe you should go check at the Tayeva of your mother. And go see what your mother did wrong. You know, before you start looking at what Yerushalayim did wrong." But Achrav, they checked into this person's yichitz. Umatzah by Shemes Psul, and they taka found that this person had some shaky yichitz over there. So. You know, Rabbi Elazar was not a fan of reading the bad things of Yerushalayim. So that's not like that. So that's what the Brash had to say, that this parsha of Yerushalayim, you read and you translate. Ve'ilu nikrim v'lo mitagrin. And these, of this Brash, says that you're supposed to read it and not translate it. Ma'isa Ruvain nikrim v'lo mitagrin. The Ma'isa of Ruvain is read and not mitagrin. Ma'isa Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. There's the story of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Jehalach l'chavol. He went to Chavol. And the Chazan was reading by he b'shchein Yisrael. He said to the translator, "Al tetargim, don't translate this parsha over here, which is the story of Reuven and with Bila." He says, "Al tetargim ela achron, just translate the last pasuk." And the Chachamim were mishabeachim because of it. They praised him for it. Ma'isa Egel Asheni Nikra V'Metagin. The story of the Egel of the Sheni, the second time of the Egel was recounted. That was when Aaron. That was talking about when Aaron came to Moshe Rabbeinu and told him what happened. So Nikra V'Metagin. Eza Maisa Egal Hasheni. What's this Maisa Egal Hasheni? It's min Vayomer Moshe ad Vayar Moshe. It's from Vayomer Moshe when Moshe came down and Aaron spoke to Moshe about the Egal. That's what happened. That's when you're supposed to read it, not translate it. Tanya Reb Shimon Lazar. I'm a Loelam Yehadim Zerah B'Shuvas. We're going to see in a second right here why you don't translate it because of this also rule. The Reb Shimon Lazar says a person should be very careful in how he answers people. Shemitaych Shuvas Sheishivu Aaron LeMoshe, because of the answer that Aaron answered Moshe. Pokru Hamarim, the people that were always Ma'ara and Hashem, and people are always looking for trouble, they were able to find something in Aaron's answer that that can cause trouble. Shnemar Vashlicheu Be'esh V'yotzah Egel Hazeh. Because what did Aaron say? Aaron said, "I threw this gold into the fire, and out popped this eagle." So it sounds like, hey, how did this eagle just pop out of nowhere? I mean, it must be that there is something to Avodah Zarah. So you see, you're giving the people that always want to look for trouble and excuses to say, oh look, there is something to avoid the Zara, because the eagle just popped out on its own. Because Kanam Nikram Vlamatakim, because Kanam is read and not translated. My time is from the Siv Yisa, because the Pasuk says Yisa, which sounds like Hashem is Yisa upon him. We want to ask Hashem for him to look at us specially. You know, he's nice upon him for us. And it looks like Hashem shows favor, and we don't want that to get out. Maisa David Amnon. The story of David and Amnon, Lo Nikum Vlo Mitargan. It's not written, it's not translated at all. Well, Amnon, Maisa Amnon, Tam Nikum Mitargan. We said that the Maisa Amnon is read and translated. Like Asha, no, it's different. It depends from where you start. Hadok says Amnon Ben David, Hadok says Amnon Stama. One, it says Amnon Ben David, and one, if you do not say David's name, if you just start with Amnon, then that's okay. You could read it and translate it. Tanarban, Kol Mekrois Aksum Meter Leganai Karnes Leshvach. All the Pesukim in the Torah that seem to be saying not such a nice way of not such nice ideas, we read them Leshvach. We change the words. Kegain Yishgalenu Yishkevenu. Like Yishgalenu, when we're talking about being Mezana, it doesn't say even though it's a Ksiv Yishgalenu, we read it as Yishkevenu, which is a nicer lashon. We're going to see all these things we're talking about. Ba Peilim Bitchayim Chiryonim Devyonim, and this is talking about the excrement. So it's a nicer way to say it. Instead of saying apayim, we say tchayim. Instead of saying chayim, we say devyanim. Lechel es chayreim. Lushli says mei shineim. You change to lechel es tzayisem. Lushli says mei zmeraglayim. You change it to make it sound a little nicer. Lemachayreis lemitzayis. Also the same idea from this past, from this word lemachayreis. You change that to lemitzayis. Just nicer ways to say the same concept. Rabbi Shulman Karcha Eimel lemachayreis kishman. L'machrayis, which is referring to Avodah Zarah, you leave it in its name. You don't change when it's talking about Avodah Zarah, because we want Avodah Zarah to sound disgusting. Because it's a Ganai for Avodah Zarah. Amar Nachman, Kol Litzinus Asur, all Litzanus is Asur, Bar Militzinus is Avodah Zarah. It's interesting, this is in the Gilla. You know, apparently there's a lot of Litzanus going on. He says, all Litzanus is Asur, except Litzanus of Avodah Zarah. The Shari, the Siv Karabal Karas Navai. There's a pasuk that's talking about Avodah. It says Karabal Karas Navai Uksiv. It says, and then another pasuk says Karsai Kara Yachta Vayichlu Malit Masa. You know, they're both like both going to the bathroom and like they're all constipated. Like just saying about Avodah Zarah that we should make fun of them. Rabbi Yana Rami Hacha La Eglois Beis Ein. Let's see how this pasuk is read. La Eglois Beis Oven Yagru Shchan Shaimin. Ki ava love amoy uchmar ava love yagilo akveida ki galim imenu. Al tikri kveidai al kveidai. Again, read it kveidai, which sounds like these avodah zarahs are heavy from all their excrement that they can't get rid of their out of their bodies or whatever. So again, it's just a way to make fun of avodah zarah. Amar avhuna bar monayach mishmei derav acha bar derav ika shari le davar yisrael amem levei kachavim. It's mutter for a yid to tell a guy shakli levei kachavim. Why don't you go take your avodah zarah va'anchei b'shin tav shelcha. And put it in your shin tuff. I'll have to explain what that means. Amar Ravashi, Haimai Desanei Shaimainei. If a word went out of this person that he was he's involved with Znus, and it's the exactly how this call goes out, and but if it's a call that's a strong call and it's very believable, Sharli Levzuyi Begimel Vishin, you're allowed to be mevaza him with Gimel Shin. Certain way just to be mazahim. Somebody that you hear a good, you know, you heard good things come out of him. Shar l'shvuche. Then you're, you know, if it's a call that this guy is like a big tzaddik or something, you're allowed to praise him. And if you do praise him, the person that does praise him, yanuchu loy brachos al roshei. Brachos will go onto his head.